Here are three tips for you to start your own mindfulness practice. Number one, it's a myth that you have to meditate for 45 minutes a day to get anything out of mindfulness. It's actually better if you start small and with the easy stuff. Take a minute to switch off your technology and focus on using your senses so you can get curious and notice what's happening around you. Maybe it's simply the coolness of water when you take a sip from your water bottle, or when you're walking to a meeting. Notice the way your foot feels on the pavement as you put one in front of the other. You also don't have to always be in a state of sitting to practice mindfulness. You can choose to watch your child play, for example, noticing sensations or things that come up while watching them on the swing set, and giving him or her your full mindful attention. You can also be mindful while you're at the gym or out on a run, focusing on your moment-by-moment breathing that comes with each motion in the here and the now. If you want to try formal meditation, try closing your eyes and focusing on your breath in a seated posture. You can also lay down. Just observe thoughts as they drift through your mind. Tip 2. When your mind wanders, as it will, avoid judging yourself or telling yourself stories about what your thoughts mean. To peel back the layers of your thoughts like an onion is to go farther and farther down a rabbit hole and distract you from living in the present. It's normal to find it challenging, though, to stay focused. The key is to not get frustrated with yourself, to not label yourself as a failure, or give up easily. There's really no perfection in mindfulness. Just noticing that your mind wandered and that you've been actually able to gently escort it back to your breath is mindfulness at work. And tip 3, don't force it. If every other day or every week isn't working for you to actively focus on mindfulness, try to scale it back a little bit. And then as you find your own success, increase it bit by bit every week. Small nuggets, small breaking off pieces that you can chew is probably a better idea. What mindful meditation really is about is it's a practice of self-inquiry. And that's a challenge. Observing the excuses you tell yourself, something like, I'm too tired, I don't have time, I'll do it tomorrow. Those are normal reactions when something is new and challenging. But the truth is, you can always carve 2 to 5 to 10 minutes out of your day. So be interested, be curious, notice how your mind can tend to rationalize when you break your commitment to yourself. Just observe it and understand without judgment. Key here is forgiveness and self-compassion. Then take it up again, recommit to your practice without making excuses. You can also try incorporating your mindfulness practice into a traditional daily habit that you have. Something like driving to work, making your coffee in the morning as you walk to the kitchen, or turning the light on in the bathroom and brushing your teeth. While you're there, take some time to notice what's around you. But don't make it feel like you're checking a box or setting an alarm to do that in a forced way. Not forcing this is more likely to find success. So those are the top 3 tips to enhance your life and cultivate your own simple practice of mindful meditation. Happy practicing, everybody.